Okay, our boys, let's begin. We're up to. We are up to the beginning of Perek Yudalid, part two. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, we're in the middle of Pasuk. We got a little sidetrack yesterday. Perek Yudalid. Perek Yudalid, we're in Pasuk Aleph. We got a bit sidetracked yesterday. Okay, I went off on a tangent. Let's read the pasuk again. Tesham Shemrain. Okay, by this side, Shemrain. We learned yesterday two translations of the word Shemrain. Tesham means either they are Shemaim, Miloshon Shemaim, it is Chorav, or the word Tesham means guilt. Okay, Shemrain is guilty. Ki Marasa. Ki Marasa Be'elohecha. So she has rebuilt against her God. Ba'ched of Yipolu. She will die. She will fall by sword. Olehem yiru tashu. Their babies will be cut open. Ve'hari yosav yivukahu. The similar word. It also will be split apart. Three different punishments. Notice there are three punishments. Number one is the adults will die by sword. The children will be ripped apart, and the pregnant women will also be cut open. Three different punishments describing what will become of the Aseres HaShvatim. Yesterday we did the Betzus, we did the Radak, we did the Targum a little bit, and now we're going to go. Then we learned a little bit of the connection to the next pasuk. Rashi connected the two pasukim together. He connected the pasuk of the pasuk aleph with pasuk beis of Shuva Yisrael, beginning of the Haftarah for Shabbos Shuva, and Rashi taught us that the message is that to learn Musar, is that when Rachman al-Tzlan, you see something happen in this world, you see when the Bnei Yehuda and Binyamin saw what happened to the Aseres HaShvatim, they are guilty, they should have taken Musa, should have learned the lesson, what happened to them, and not continued in their evil ways. That's really was the first Rashi in last week's parasha. In last week's parasha, when we discussed the Meraglim, the Rashi asked the question, what's the connection between the beginning of Parsha Shalach and the end of Parsha Spahalaischa? And Rashi answered, the Meraglim were guilty. They saw what happened to Miriam. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. She was punished. She was smitten with Tsaras. The whole Klal Yisrael had to wait for her for 14 days. Klal Yisrael, the Meraglim should have taken Musar from Miriam. What happens when one speaks Lashon Hara? They did not do so, and they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. We discussed on Friday the beautiful Vart from Shimon Schwab. He asked the question, what's the connection between Miriam and Eretz Yisrael? Miriam is a human being. When you speak Lashon Hara in a human being, you're over on multiple loisaseis. L'seilich Rachel b'yamecha. Multiple loisaseis and aseis. When one speaks Lashon Hara about the earth, there is no prohibition, there is no penalty for speaking Lashon Hara about the earth. Maybe it's not the nice thing to do. It's hashkafically about Eretz Yisrael. So my inyan, what's Rashi's question? What's the connection? And Rav Shimon Schwab said there are two different elements in Lashon Hara. There is the damage that's done to an individual, and there's also, what was the expression? It's pasnisht. It's not proper for a person who's been given the koyach of dibur to abuse his koyach of dibur to speak disparagingly about anything. It's a chesaron in the person. Forget about the damage done to the victim. Even if there is no victim, it's just not sugipas for a person to speak in such a manner. That's the primary chisaron in Lashon Hara. Of course, there's damage to another human being, and that has to be taken into account, and there are consequences, there are punishment. But the ikar primary chait of Lashon Hara is, how can you abuse the gift of Dibur, the koyach HaDibur that Hashem has given you, man? The koyach of man is greater than any other creature in this world, and that is the ability to communicate. How can you take that tool, that gift, and abuse it, and speak and say things that are not nice, that are not proper, even if there is no damage to the object that you are discussing? Now let's take a look at the Radak. Radak Pasik Aleph. Radak pasuk alav teesham. Okay, so this over here is a bit of some grammar. So let's skip that. Let's just jump down now to the next Dibur Hamaschil, the last line on the page. Ki marsa beloheha ki hi hechazika bavodas ha'golim ki im hayu hamalachim toivim hayu machazidim Yisrael lumutav. Because they worshipped idols. If the kings would have been good, then they would have been, had the ability to bring the people back leadership. He's discussing here the concept of leadership, and leadership is a very powerful concept. Look at Lahavdil, Elif Alfa Avdolis. Look at Trump. It's really amazing. He opened up the eyes of the world that anything is possible. Good leadership, strong leadership, look what you can accomplish. Things that no one in their wildest dreams can think you can possibly do. Look, it's possible. Leadership is an incredible gift. That's this week's parsha. It's not a coincidence that this whole event which happened in the world this week is taking place against the backdrop of Parshas Korach. Korach challenged leadership. Korach challenged the whole idea you do not need a leader. Kol ha'am kulam kedosh. Obviously, havdil elif alfi avdolos. That's an understatement. Understatement. But this week's parsha is there's something called leadership. And that is, don't challenge leadership. And here the Mitzudas David says, the Radak throws in this idea that they're guilty. If they had good leaders, ki im hoyu hamalachim tovim hoyu machazidim lishol lemutav, they would have done tshuva, and the results would have been very, very different. We would have had a very different world today if the Aseres HaShvat would not have gone into Golus. The next words are Radak on page 201, Yiru Tashu, Derech Achzorios Lahapil Haketanim Vekarko Oy El Hakiris Levakam. Very frightening thing to take a baby, an infant, and to throw the baby onto the ground, or to bang the baby against the wall. Levakam, to break open their head, to break open their body. Vechei Derech Achzorios Levakah Hanashim Chahorios. Also, it's Achzorios cruelty to take a woman and to cut open her womb. Vechei Derech Achzorios Levakah Hanashim Chahorios B'Shekel Dol Yosef. He's discussing over here that not only is the goal to Aseres HaShvatim going to be a churm for Klal Yisrael, it's going to be traumatic. It's going to be horrors, terrible horrors. Okay, this probably, look at the study of the Holocaust. It
definitely conjures up images of the Holocaust.
I just read, I got to show you this. You got to read this, Rabbi. I just read this book. This is unbelievable. Mendel, what was his name? Tesla. Mendel Tesla. Got to read this book. Oh boy, I just finished it. Witness. The Story of Survival and Triumph. Mendel Tesla. Okay, this is an incredible book. It's his personal account. You want to learn what it means, Derech Achzorios? This is it. He goes through in very great detail what he witnessed in Auschwitz and what he experienced all the way to the end of the war. And it's, it makes this pasuk. You know, this pasuk says over here that they take a child and they throw it against the wall and they do all of these things. You read this book, wow. Ooh. Nightmares. He has a ghostwriter. His whole family, he writes in Hakdam, his whole family was involved in writing this book. It seems like this book must have been edited 10 times over, at least. Yeah, and it's awesome. It's a witness. These type of books are so much more appealing, at least to me, because these are eyewitness accounts. Sometimes you read these books, you read the historians. Historians, they dig up records, they do interviews, and they write. When someone tells it in their own words, what they themselves experienced, it takes on a whole new dimension. And that's exactly what you get the flavor of this book. And the horrors are not to be believed. And you read this pasuk here, "Bacherev yipolu olem yiru toshu v'chor yosav yiru kohu." And the Radak says, all of these things are examples of Derech Achzorios, what a man is capable of doing to another man. It's very, very frightening. Next, let's see now the Malbum. The Malbum, Pasuk Aleph, says, Tesham Shemroin, Kasha Shema HaChezek Ki'ein Eicham. The Malbum is trying to connect all the Pesukim into one continuous flow, one continuous stream of ideas. We're going back to the previous Pesukim, where Hashem says that the Gezerah is etched in stone, the Gezerah is sealed in blood. There is no hope. Hashem will bring Churban to the Aseres HaShvatim, and Hashem will not change His mind. When the Chozeh, over here, Hoshea is called the Chozeh, when he hears these words, V'Hashem lo yoshev es ha'gzera ha'charutza, Hashem will not change the gezerah that's etched in stone. The word hacharitza means it's final. It's etched. It's etched in stone. Belihi shanois, it's not going to change. Who meisiv panav el klal Yisrael, now Hoshea directs his attention to klal Yisrael. Oymar lohem, he says to them, haloi ikar hachayte b'meri uvemal hoya shoymon ir hamalucha. The ikar rebellion, the one who bears responsibility for what is about to occur, is the capital, the seat of leadership. They are the ones who are responsible. That's also, I think it's the Radak was, that's really what the Radak, see, the Malam is coming to really open up our eyes to appreciate the Radak. Where do you see over here the kings? The Radak says, if the kings would have been tzaddikim, then they would have influenced the people, they would have turned the tide. Shoimroin is the capital. The capital is the seat of Malchus. That's where the king sits. So the blame over here is being pointed, it's being put squarely upon the kings of the Aseres HaShvatim. It's their fault. The people were good people. The people could have been influenced to do teshuvah, to go in the right way. The ones who are responsible for what has happened to Klal Yisrael are the leaders. They bear the responsibility. They are the ones who continue to influence the people to worship the calves. They cause them to stumble. They're not guilty. He's saying, oh, he's coming to Mulamit Schus. They're being severely punished. They're being severely punished. They're disappearing from the face of the earth. But the ones who are the ones who bear the full responsibility, we do not know how this thing works in Shemayim, have no clue, but they are the ones with the full responsibility as the kings. The imkein haloi yesh lochem takana b'shuva. The people have a takana. Imkein ani oimer lama yoivdu yisrael im shaymrim, meharoyuhu im te'esham shaymrim. Okay, the kings are guilty. Hitisa ho'ashma, the guilt. He learns what ashma means, the guilt. Kihi morsa beiloi hecha, b'miri v'merit, v'roi shiye te'onish. They should be punished. At shebachevi pol v'olem yirutashu v'zeh magia lohem yitzat hadin. Ki ein lechem takon klal. Aval, that's the key word of the Malm. So the Malm over here is beautiful. The Malm over here is coming over here. The Malm as well is coming to connect the Pesukim. The Malm is coming to connect the Pasuk Alf, the Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Alf, even though there's a chat break and saying that he's over here, Hoshea, so to speak, is coming to defend Klal Yisrael. Even though Hashem has issued this gezerah, and Hashem has said, the gezerah will not change, Hoshea is coming to say, Hashem, it's not fair. I understand the gezerah is sealed, but it only should be sealed regarding the kings, who are the ones who are the cause of the problem. But the people are innocent. The people have been misled. It's not their fault. Atinuk shenishba. So Hashem shuva, so therefore he's not only telling Hashem, he's telling Klal Yisrael that being that Hashem also knows that you're really not at fault. So even though Shoimroin is going to be destroyed, but you, the private citizens of the Aseres HaShvatim, it's still not too late for you to do teshuva. Shuva Yisrael, it's beautiful what the Malam is doing. Although that Te'esham Shoimroin, although it's etched in stone, that Shoimroin, the kings and their families will be obliterated by the sword, and their children will be cut and smashed, and their pregnant wives will be cut open. But Yisrael, it's not too late for you. You're a victim. Shuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta, you have stumbled, not at your fault, someone put a stumbling block in front of you and caused you to fall. If you will now do teshuva, Hashem will accept your teshuva, and you will be redeemed. So notice the major difference between the Malbim and Rashi. Rashi learns that there's a smichus, but Rashi says that Yisrael is referring to the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin. Whereas the Malbim says Yisrael refers to the people, the private citizens of the Aseres HaShvatim. According to Rashi, there is no hope for the all of the Aseres HaShvatim. They're goners. However, Yehuda and Binyamin, you are the survivors. But take Musar, learn what happened to them, and you do teshuva, and do not let what happened to them should happen to you. The Malbim says you don't need to say that. The Malam says, we're not even discussing Yehuda and Binyamin. Let's discuss the Aseres HaShvatim themselves. There are two parts to the Aseres HaShvatim. There are the kings, the leaders, and there's the common man. So even though the leaders, indeed, their fate is sealed, but the common man in the Aseres HaShvatim was not your fault, you still have an option of doing teshuva, and you can be saved. Okay, so
Bar Benel makes a very interesting point on Shuvah Yisrael, that he's waiting for Klal Yisrael, in fact, a blinking contest. Who blinks first?
Oh.
He says that Klal Yisrael are so angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what they're going through, so they'll do, you know, if they'll be better if God starts to treat them better. In other words, if they don't, you know, it's like the people who went through the Holocaust. They turn away from God because of all the suffering. So he says, no, you have to do it first. Shuvah Yisrael.
Who makes the first step?
Right.
Who makes that? This is a general, this is the medrash, that there are times when Hashem wants us to make the first step, and there are times in history where Hashem is willing to make the first step. The classic example is Chanukah and Purim. On Chanukah and Purim, who made the first step? We did. Lech kinois es kol hayudim. Chanukah, Hashem made the first step. Hashem took the first step by bringing down a hashpah of upon the chashmonoim to lead and to succeed. So in a chadami, there are all different types of situations, there are many variables, and sometimes we must take the first step, sometimes Hashem takes the first step. Okay, so this is the Malbim, Apostolic Aleph. Let's see anything else. We have the Mamori Chazal. Okay, Mamori Chazal, let's see. Let me just make sure I got anything over here I wanted to mention. Okay, let's see the Mamori Chazal. Okay, back to page 198. 198 to Esham Shoimroim. Shoimroim is, we had two different translations. Guilty will be destroyed. Ki morosa belokecha. So he says here towards the bottom, on again 198 in the Likud Eshas. Hare ze kodesh. Ki morosa belokecha. The word elokecha means Hashem. This does not mean, maybe does not mean, what the manager was telling us, he's opening up us our eyes that there's a different possible translation in this pasuk. Maybe it means in their avod zara. Okay, so maybe the pasuk then means te'esham shaymrain, ki marsa be'eloheha. Could that mean you should have rebelled, even though Morris is in the, what? No, we did not. This the Likud Eshas, I did not believe so.
Yeah, no, we read it in one of the other
Mefarshim. Hare ze kodesh? No, we didn't read this. This we did not do yesterday. The word Be'elohecha. The Malbum, we only learned one parish in the past that the Shoim has rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Divrei Seferim, this is one of the Masechtas Ketanos. And the fact that it has to say that it's kodesh opens up for us the understanding there's another parish in the past. And that means ki marsa ve'elohecha, they have rebelled against their God. Now this is the answer to the question I posed to you yesterday, why the Christians put here a chapter break. Who is Shoimrain? Shoimrain in their corrupt interpretation is the Jewish people, even in today's time. Ki marsa ve'elohecha, who's that? Yoshka. And they're saying,
like hundreds of years before.
No, but it's all, there are many patterns, there are many echoes in is this thing funny noises? Okay, this is the answer to what we learned. Okay, Christianity has many cycles. But the idea, whatever the idea is the same, is that a God, a leader, from the Umoy Sa'olam rises up. We can relate to this more in modern terms, not so modern, but going back to the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So it's not so... obviously, this was the time of the Nevi'im, but it's a prophecy for the future. And what they're learning is, Hosea is saying that the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, are now going to be replaced by a new religion, Christianity. Why? Because Marsa Beloheha, they rebelled against
right.
Yoshka.
That's their attitude.
So that is why the Divrei Seferim here is coming, this Masechta Seferim is coming and saying, no, that's not the Pshat. Those Apikorsim are corrupting our Holy Bible by telling us that when it says Elohecha means Yashka, and because of that, the Jewish people are going to be
replaced.
And now there's going to be the new Jewish people, the new Israel, the new Israelites. Who are the new Israelites? In their corrupt interpretation of Christians. So now you have a whole new understanding of why there is a chapter break. This pasuk for them is the beginning. It says it all. That the Jewish people, Shomrim, which is a word for them which represents the Jewish people, is guilty of rebelling against Yashka. And therefore the Jewish people will be replaced by a new religion. You understand why it's Pasuk Aleph. Okay? And who gives you the secret? This little parish over here, one word. This word, Hareze Kodesh, you apikarsin. How dare you say the word Eloheha refers to Yashka. Elokeha refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And over here, the Aseres HaShvatim are going into godless because they worship idols. This has nothing to do with your fantasy religion and telling you that we rebelled against their God. But you see what's going on. You see, it opens up a whole new world. Why is this Pasuk Aleph? It opens up a whole new world. What's going on over here? Okay, that's very, very important. You see that? It's very one little word over here. You would never even know this. And we give credit to the art school. They had the insight to put this here. They selected this. They're not all that many things. They're very selective. You can fill up a whole book.
There are books that I read that a long time ago. Reference to books that they discuss Christological references in the Torah where they go wrong and how.
Right here is a great example. Okay, every Shabbos Shuvah, you have good Torah now. What to say? What's the Pasuk before Shuvah? Why is Pasuk Shuvah Yisro Pasuk Beis? Why is it Pasuk Beis? It should be Pasuk Aleph. So you go back to Pasuk Aleph, you see what the Christians tried
so
to do.
Why did they say so explicitly unless the sense of it out?
What do you mean?
Why aren't they explicit that family Keha does not refer to Yashka? It refers to Allah Hashem.
Because we don't have to deal with them, the crazy people. Elokecha, we know what it means. Elokecha means Ribbono, they rebelled against their God, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just because we have crazy, loony people that go on to make up new perish from the pasuk, right. Abikoris, we have to deal
regularly.
With that.
It's a lot of times like that.
We don't deal with them. But look what they did.
Would the censor have taken that out if they were explicit?
No. The pasuk? You can't take out the sense of this Tosh Bal Peh.
Take out a
I'm not saying to take out a pasuk. No, I'm saying no. That in the Mefarshim they should say explicitly that this is coming to exclude the Christian.
That's what they're doing. That's because if they would
that's
say it too openly, if they would say it directly, then they would censor it. They would censor it.
Yeah, they're just saying this is Kodesh.
Kodesh. Why are you telling me? Of course it's Kodesh. Yeah. What? What? Of course it's Kodesh.
Be careful what you say.
Oh, it's Kodesh. Yeah. That means it might be Chol.
Like the Megillah.
Oh, might be Chol. Who's Chol?
Right.
Yashka, or his ilk.
Yeah.
And then you're saying the Jewish people, they're guilty because they crucified him, whatever they did to him. You're guilty. Oh, and that's why you're finished. That's why it's Pasuk Aleph. Because they have to know, show exactly where their religion begins. That's where it all begins. This is the ultimate apikorsis. And yet it crept into our Nach. It crept in order to wake up and to realize Dama Lohoshiv Liapikarvis and to be machazik yourself. Don't be influenced by people who are trying to sell you a corrupt fraud version of Torah. You got to watch out. Okay, let's go to the next Maamar Chazal. Rebbe Omer. Okay, this Chazal is what you mentioned before. That's what we did yesterday. That's the Rashi. Now notice the words of this Mishnah are a little bit different. I told you the Rashi yesterday, the words of the Rashi, obviously there's something obvious. We're missing something. It's very not clear what exactly is the Mashal. Rebbe Yomer, here we have a little bit different. The words are a little bit different than this Mashal. Rebbe Yomer, Harbi Parashios, Smucho Zolazo, Uchoga Zolmizo, Kichoik Mizuch Amarev. There are many Parashios that are next to each other, but the concepts of the two Parashios have nothing what to do with one another. Like the classic expression, My Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. So when you do have such a snichos, even though it appears to the naked eye that it's rechoyka zumizu kim mimizrach lemayrav, however, the fact that it juxtaposed, there is something to learn. So what's the lesson here to learn? Tesham, here's an example. Tesham shaymrayin kimarsa veloy heha. The Jewish people have rebelled against the Ribbono shel Olam. And then the next pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael. What does one have to do with the other? Shuva Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, v'chi ma'in yin zeh l'zeh. Here's the answer. Ma'ashu l'moha da v'dayme, l'medina shemorda al ha-melech, shalach ha-melech, l'fo li ma'har kois. Is that the same word? Is that the same word that Rashi used?
Yeah, it's the same word. It suggests to me.
Oh. A general.
Well, someone who...
Politician? A general?
No. Arkus. Someone who's a leader.
Arch, from the word like arch. Archbishop or whatever.
Right, and polio over many.
A leader over many. So this really means a general.
A general.
The Omar Lehachariva. And he told the general his instructions were destroy the Medina. Nuke them. Press the button. So you would think that if the leader doesn't press the button, he's guilty of treason. He has an order. Follow orders. And he's not. He's not following orders. What does that mean exactly? He's a baki, he's an expert in what? In diplomacy? Expert in psychology? Umiyushuf, he has yishuf hadas. What does it mean exactly, miyushuf? Whatever it means. Omar lohem.
No, but he's saying the king is impulsive.
But the king is impulsive, but his advisor, he's in contrast to the king.
Yeah.
The king is impulsive, but his chief of staff is cool and collected.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Okay. Omar lohem. So the chief of staff says, don't worry about the impulsive king. He issued an edict to destroy you. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Tilu lochem yomim, days. So we learned, we have a whole the other gear source, it means whatever it means, whatever this means, days, whatever this means. The im lav, hare oysa lochem kiderch sha'asitzi lemedina plenis ulechar voiseha. If you're not going to do days, whatever that means, basically shape up, or do teshuvah, I'm going to have no choice but to execute the command of the king and destroy you. Gives two examples to a Medina and this other thing called a parchia, which is also
a
small Medina?
Region.
A region.
Yeah.
Okay. One second. Okay, so he's telling them to shape up. Omar lohem. So therefore, v'lukach le'amar tesham shomrayin ki morsa ve'loheha v'omer. That's the smichos. Shuva Yisrael. Do teshuva, and the king, I will be able to convince, to persuade the king to rescind his evil decree to destroy you. Okay, we learned this in Rashi yesterday, so it's pretty straightforward. Now we go into Pasuk Aleph. Pasukav, we begin the haftorah of Shabbos Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Ba'Avoneicha. We got to do this well, because a lot of you say this. First, let's see. We already did the Rashi. Rashi we did, and Rashi taught us what does it mean. Ad, it means while Hashem is still relating to us with the midas Horachanim Yud Kei
Hashem
Ad Hashem. While Rashi taught us yesterday, Ad Hashem, there's so many Perushim. So Ad Hashem, Rashi really only gives one shot. Rashi only gave us one shot. Ad Hashem means while Hashem is still Yudkei Vavkei Midas Harachamim. Because what's going to happen is, if you're not going to behave, the Midas Harachamim will be replaced with Midas Hadin, and then there's no hope. Then you're not going to be able to survive. So while you have an opportunity of rachamim, and it's perfect for the aseres yimei teshuva. The aseres yimei teshuva are days of rachamim, and we lay in on the haftorah shuva Yisrael during the 10 days of aseres yimei teshuva, because now it's a zman of rachamim. Once Yom Kippur ends, you're not going to have this opportunity. The rachamim is not as powerful. There's more of an element of din, and you're not going to be able to succeed in overcoming a gezeira rachman litzlan. Next, we already did Rashi. Let's see the Mitzvot. Shuva Yisrael, lochem. Therefore, Shuva Yisrael, Ki ba'avur avoyin avoynecha, bo l'cha michshol atzara hazos. It's only because of your sins you are suffering this sara. It's a very simple words, but they're very profound. A person is only suffering in this world because of sin. That's the only reason. Because you have stumbled in sin, that's why you find yourself in an ace tzara. I know you'll ask, but we find not tzaddik v'ra'aloi. You see people that have not done any averus and they suffer. That's the age-old question for which there is no answer in this world. Pasik that we know.
Besides which, this is not an individual's faith. This is a
cloud.
For
Klal Yisrael. Even the whole Klal Yisrael is also Holocaust. We discussed this. Can you say it's deserved? You can't say it was deserved. So how do you understand it? Tzadik v'ra'aloi. Whatever it means, it means. Let's go now to the Radak. Radak, Shuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashalta b'avanecha. Ki ato roya shekashalta b'avanecha. You see. He is in there three words. Ki ato roya. You are aware. You yourself recognize that you're guilty. That's a very important point. You are aware that it's your fault. No one's going to pick you up from your stumbling. The only way you'll be able to return that, you'll be able to get from your stumbling, is if you do teshuvah. Over Amri ad. What does it mean, ad? Ad is the same as el. Do teshuvah towards. Towards Hashem, ad kmo el, v'chein v'shafto ad, Hashem v'chein yudu teshuva ad, there also means towards. Shuvu adai, return towards me. V'yom Rabbi Sen Zal, gedoyla teshuva, so here is another chazal which Rashi did not quote, is ad bechlal, or is ad v'loy ad bechlal. How far does the word ad, does it take you to the boundary, or does it take you within the boundary? So it depends. If the word over here can be both. If a person does tshuva me ahava, then it means ad, the ad bechlal. It takes you all the way into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your averos will be transformed into merits. But if ad means ad v'loy bechlal, it's only that far you can come close to Hashem. That is when a person does tshuva miyira. And yira, then the averos become shigogos. Inadvertent sins, a person is not responsible, but it's still there. It's not going to be served as a merit to propel us forward to receive bracha. So that's what it means. Gedol tshuva shemagas ad kisi akovet shemar ad shemokecha. Is it ad gad b'chal? The kisi akovet, how far does it go? But it means even all the way to the kisi akovet. Let's look at the...
That's why he's hanging the Abarbanel, hangs on the pasuk. Where he gives him shot, because you're Bnei Israel, I know what you're thinking. You're hanging, you're waffling.
A little vacillating.
What here to do. There. So now he's saying that the answer is Yisrael, Ad Hashem.
No more vacillating. Make a decision, be firm in your decision. Let us see what it says in the Malbum. The Malbum, Shuva Yisrael, Aval Ata Yisrael, Shahim Ha'am Bechlalam, Mibaladei Shaimrein. He's continuing in this theme. The Malbim has consistently said what we said before. He is learning the Malbim that we're discussing, the common man in the Aseres Hashvatim. He's dividing the Aseres Hashvatim into two parts: the kings who are guilty, they are responsible, they made a conscious decision to mislead the people, and there are the victims. The victims, there is still hope. And that's what it means, Yisrael, the common man, the victims. Avalato Yisrael, Shahim Ha'am Bechlolam, Mibaladei Shaimrim, besides the kings, the seat of government, it's not too late. Ha'aloi ato tucha loshuv b'shuva, you can do tshuva, ki choshav lovenech, ki ato lechotos lebimri v'meri, you did not rebel. Rak nechshalta aydei ha'mach shilim, you have stumbled through stumbling blocks, your leaders misled you. Oyscha Shahim Malchei Shaimrim, v'yisra b'shkeshoyeg v'onus, it's not your fault. It's an accident.
So what is the Mufarshim recommended? Disregard or overthrow the leaders?
It all depends. Whatever you can do. I mean, whatever.
Because Shaya just before, all the comments we read, he's holding leaders accountable.
Right.
And now he's speaking, Hashem is saying disregard them.
Correct. So, I don't know the situation. There's only that much you can do sometimes. But if there, whatever you can possibly do, do. Whatever you can possibly do, it's ever within your hand. Hashem only wants from you what you can do. If it's within your hand to not worship the idols, so don't worship the idols. If you have the power to overthrow your government, Matov Manoim, do it. Do the best that you can do, but you are not guilty. For you, the common man, your fate is not yet sealed. There is still hope.
So
you are
Hashem hold responsible. The leaders of this,
well, that's how the Malbim is learning shot in the pasuk. The Malbim is telling us that there are leaders and there are followers. The leaders are guilty as sin. They're guilty, and there is no hope. Their fate is etched in stone, etched and sealed with blood. They're finished. They're going to die. Their wives are going to be cut open. Their children are going to die. But the common man, the followers, your fate is not sealed. You still have an opportunity to do teshuva because it's not really your fault what happened to you. You're a tinuk shenishva. You have been misled. So you still have an opportunity to do teshuva.
So why doesn't Hashem wipe out the leaders and let them start?
He is. He is wiping out the leaders.
So would that be, and they're still sinning even after he's wiping out the leaders?
Yes, because obviously the people enjoy, the people are also guilty to a degree. No one here comes out good. The leaders are only able to mislead the people because the people are willing to be misled to a degree, to a degree. So the people are also guilty, but they're not as guilty as the leaders. Therefore, there's still a chance. You now have to make a decision.
According to the Malbim, it's like they're innocent victims.
Not, you know, not 100%. That's clear. They're not innocent 100%. Because they could have nipped this in the bud in the very, very beginning. A leader is only as good as the power the people put in the leader. It's not exactly a democracy, but even a dictator, even a leader, your power as a leader is derived from the people. If the people don't like what you're doing, then eventually your power will crumble. It's a reality. You and it's certainly in Yadus. And certainly when it comes to Judaism, I always like to give the example, of Birchas Kohanim. Why on Birchas Kohanim does the Shliach Tzibur need to say the words Yivarechecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha? There are only 15 words. The Kohanim don't know the 15 words, especially in Eretz Yisrael where they duchen every single day. Every single day. So the Shliach Tzibur has to say, okay, Kohanim, you ready? Yivarechecha. Yivarechecha Hashem, Hashem. They don't know the 15 words. I need the Shliach Tzibur has to remind them the 15 words. What's the pshat?
One of the Kohanim do that?
One of the Kohanim, there's no one else. Well, he should be one doing the blessing. He should be the one doing the blessing. He's not the one that should be in Lechatchila. He should not be the Shliach Tzibur. He should be giving a blessing to the people. Why do we need the leader, the Shliach Tzibur, to say to the Kohanim the 15 words? I'll give you another two examples. It used to be the Minhag Yisrael by a wedding that a chassan, even a chassan who's a Talmud Chacham Muflot, does not say to his kala on his own, Hare at Mikudesh Asli. The Mesader Kedushin says, Hare. And he says, Hare. Then the Mesader Kedushin says, At. And he repeats, At. Mikudesh As. Even Lee, some say, this all could be misleading. You say the word Lee. And then there's a third example, is Tekiyah Shofar. Tekiyah Shofar, it's a hefset. How is the Rebbe make a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sesvanu l'shmoya kol shofar. And the Rav says, Tekiyah. Some Rabbanim don't say the first Tekiyah, so the first one should not be hefset, but most Rabbanim say, what's pshat?
I haven't understood it, because in the three examples you gave, the person so involved in the issue,
you're making a little bit. Oh, that is 100% correct. That is the primary answer to the question. You may make a mistake. We don't want any mistakes. But there's a much deeper answer. And that is, when the Kohanim give bracha to the Tzibur, the Kohanim's bracha is only as good as the will the Tzibur wants to hear the bracha. If the Kohanim get up here and they say, okay, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, and everyone in the shul is on their smartphones, surfing the web, texting, and playing games on their smartphone, then guess what? The bracha is meaningless. They can say all they want, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, it's nothing, because no one's listening. There's no one listening. No one wants your bracha. We'd much rather see what's doing on the web and text, or in Narashkeit, than listen to your bracha. So the bracha of the Kohanim is worthless. But if the Shliach Tzibur, who represents the Shul, the Tzibur, says to the Kohanim, we want you to say Yivarechecha, Then when the Kohanim say Yivarechacha, wow, then there's a Yivarechacha. Okay, by a wedding, if a person is on his own, he gets up, he gets married, he finds a girl in the street, he chaps her, he grabs her by the arm, come with me, you're going to be my wife, and he says, Hare Mikudesh asleep. What kind of marriage is that going to be? How long will that marriage last? Marriage is, you take the Rav, or Rosh Hashiva, a person who has trained you, who has influenced you to that you should live a certain life. When he says Hare, your bias that you're about to build is all is all with the attitude, with the hashpa of your Rav, your Rosh Hashiva. He is your model. He is the one who has molded you. When you now set out to build a bias, your own home in Klal Yisrael, you're taking his hashkafa, his influence, his power, what he has done for you, and you are injecting that into your marriage. Tekiya shofar, davening to Hashem. We want the Baal Tokeya. You blow the shofar for us. We'll go to sleep. We'll do whatever we want to do. We'll Shabbos can't. Fortunately, not yet. They have not yet found a way to be mounted a smartphone on Shabbos, but soon enough they will. So you'll on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, everyone will be on the smartphone, and the Baal Tekeh will be blowing shofar.
Not on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah.
What? Why? What?
Did you say Shabbos Rosh Hashanah?
No, whatever, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. No one's listening. No one's paying attention to the Baal Tekeh. So what kind of tekiah saw that? The Rav who represents the Kehila has to say, we really want you to do this. We're giving you the power. You are empowering your representative. The people are guilty. If these are their leaders, and the leaders are telling them to worship idols, and the people are going along with this, the people are guilty. They're not as guilty as the leaders, because the leaders are the ones who make the final decision, but there's definitely a guilt to the leaders, because the leaders are only as good as the people who they represent. Even in a dictatorship, all that go through study history, anyone who was a dictator, eventually, if he was cruel to his people, there's a rebellion. There's a rebellion, and he's pushed to the side. Okay, so that's there are two elements according to the Bible. There are the leaders and there are the followers. The leaders are guilty, and the followers are also guilty. Don't be mastik alei mesadim song. They're also guilty. They're not as guilty. All right. Let's go further in the Malbim. So Malbim here says, "Shuvah therefore, v'shuvah Hashem amilas ki chashado v'necha ki ato lo chatasa." Been we've been married. Rach l'shalta arugam alachshon. We've seen this already. Okay, let's go to the word shuvah. We're up to the word shuvah in the Malbim, page 201, on the second wide line in the Malbim. Shuvah ad milas ad mitzayin shashem oimid rochak mehem v'heim tshich lo leches elov ad sheyagiu adav. The word ad means they have to travel. You got a long way to go. You're guilty. You have to do tshuva. You have a lot of work to do. Ad hamokam asher husham ritzav lemar sheyazvu es avonaseihem hakoydim. They should abandon their prior sins. The yischartu al ha'avar, and they should have regret for the past sins. She told me ni derech b'tavus ivoinis uvakshem haderech l'shav Hashem, and they should seek out the proper path to return to Hashem. They're pretty straightforward. Now let's look at the Chaimas Anach. One of my favorite parish on the page over here, there was some very nice ideas in the Chidah. Always a little bit of a twist, a little bit of an influence of Kabbalah. Shuva Yisrael, page 201 in the Chaimas Anach, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem, Efshe B'mashe Kosef HaRambam, Shehashav Yoid Olof, anyone who does Teshuva, Hashem himself comes to say testimony in the Beis Din Shalmaila that the person is a tzaddik. Shayoid Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalo Yoshev Od. The question that the Beis Din Shalmaila always asks the person, the petitioner, about a petitioner who comes to have the Eri in Shemayim, and the Shama comes, have Rachmanis on me. I did Teshuvah. So the first question is, well, okay, you did Teshuvah, but what's going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow, we're afraid the same nisoyon will occur. You'll be in the same situation, and you'll do the Aveira all over again. So why should we have Rachmanis upon you? You did Aveira, you're saying you did Tshuva. You'll do it again, you'll repeat it again. Is there anyone that can come and testify who knows for certain that you're not going to do the Aveira again? The answer is no, because no one really knows the depth of a person's heart and mind and how a person behaves. It's just way...
Even the person himself does.
Even the person himself. There's no way person... And when it comes to Amuna, this is one of the frightening things. A person can fool himself his whole life and think that he's a Baal as a Maimon. The only way you really know when you're holding with Amuna is only when Rachmana was when the person is tested. When the person is tested, that's when he knows where he is holding. He can learn the Silas Yisharim, Mechavis HaLavavis, and he can learn Daf Gemara and do all these good things. Where does he really stand? Where? No one knows. No one really knows until they have a Nisayon in life. And then the person reacts. How do you react? You have complaints against Hashem? Are you bitter? How do you react to a difficult time in life? That's when it's revealed your true level of emunah. No one knows. The only one who does know is the Ribbono Shel Olam, the one who created the neshama. He knows all the secrets. So it says over here that in the Beis Shemayla, the Ribbono Shel Olam will come when the Beis Shemayla asks the question, why should we forgive the person? Why should we rescind on the Gezerah when the person will do the Avera all over again? In a chinami, you need the Ribbono Shel Olam himself to come to the Beis Shemayla to testify, I know this person has done Shuvah to the degree where he will not repeat this Avera ever, ever again. So Ev Shabama. Shekasa Rambam Zal Shehashav, the person that Shuvah Yoid Olav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yoshev, or that he will not return. Yoshev means he backslide. He will not go back to his old ways. V'zehu Sheomar Shuvah Yisrael Toshuv. I want you to do Teshuvah Ad Hashem Elokecha, to the degree where Hashem will enter the court. Hashem will be able to say, "Oh, he has done Teshuvah."
Character written.
Correct. Exactly. Until Hashem will be your character witness. Excellent, excellent analogy.
These are Malisas.
Which means that the word Yisrael means you know the Milas, the Jewish people when they are. They are, Hashem is praising them, Hashem describes them with the word Yisrael. V'zeo sh'amar shuva Yisrael, pekachi einecho lo shuv misiba, ki ato Yisrael, you shall do teshuvah when you come to recognize your greatness. Focus on who you are. Focus on your history, your legacy. U'shuvascha hi ho'ila ad Hashem lokecha, and recognize that your teshuvah goes all the way to Hashem. V'ikar ha'teshuvah hu ad Hashem lokecha kribei, aid. That's his drasha. Don't read ad with a patach, which means towards. Read it with a tsere, which means aid. Shuva Yisrael.
Giving witness that you won't be
do teshuvah to the degree, and do, he's telling us, do teshuvah, use the fact that who you are. You're not just Tom, Dick, and Harry. You are Yisrael. You carry the Shem Hashem. Yisrael, the letters of the Ovis. Avraham, or Yisrael, the seven letters, the letters of Yisrael, all the letters of the Avos and the Imois. Avraham, the letters repeat themselves, but the letter, the first letter of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sar, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, make up the word Yisrael. Do you realize who you are? Do you realize who you come from? Focus on that and use that as an inspiration to do teshuvah, a complete teshuvah, to the point where aid Hashem Elokecha. When the Pamal Yishlomayla has a complaint against the person and says, we're not going to be good because he'll do it again, no, Hashem says he's not going to do it again. Aid, Hashem is the witness.
You could even say, well, Yisrael is supposed to be the higher form of Yaakov,
right.
Who is the Bechir HaAvos.
Select Yaakov, the Shleimus of everything comes down to Yaakov.
So
everything,
therefore, you're on the highest level.
The highest level. Well, there's another level, Yeshurun. There are three names. Yaakov, Yisrael, and Yeshurun. There are three, they all don't go together. The Chut HaMeshulash. V'ikra HaTeshuvah Hu Ad Hashem Lokech Kribi Eid Mitzere. Milosh Eidus Lohoid Hashem Olav Leval Yoshev Oy Lachatos. This is amazing how the Chidah, brilliant. He takes a Gemara, he takes a Chazal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam, takes a Rambam, that Hashem is going to say testimony, and he reads that into the Pasuk. Unbelievable. How you learn Shah in the Pasuk. Okay, now let's take a look at the Mamori Chazal. The Mamori Chazal, Pasuk Aleph, Shuva Yisrael ad. Page 200. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lokech. Amar Belevi Gedol Shuva Shavagas. This is what Rashi. This is who said this. Rashi said this. Right? Is that Rashi said until the key said no? Not Rashi. I'm sorry. We recorded this before. Who do we call this from? I forgot we recorded. Someone in front said this. Shemagas ad kisya kavoy. Shenemar Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Lokech. Period. Okay, so therefore the tshuva takes the person always to the Kisei HaKavayit. Very interesting. Interesting that the Kisei HaKavayit, only when you go to the Beis HaKisei. Only when you go to the Beis HaKisei is the only place where you mention the Kisei HaKavayit. Galuy v'yodul l'fenech l'fenei Kisei Chivadecha. What's the shot? We have many perushim, not for now. Not for now, all of the perushim over here, but when light of what it says over here is going to the Beis HaKisei is a moment of tshuva. It's a moment of humility. When a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he realizes what a weakling he is, how feeble a human being is.
Mortal.
He mortal waste. He produces waste. He shuts down in the middle of the day. He has to run to the Beis HaKisei to go do his needs, and what comes out of his body is disgusting, and he produces waste. If a person really thinks about what's happening in the Beis HaKisei, it is a humbling experience. And it forces a person to do teshuva. Going to the Beis HaKisei is one of the most powerful moments of inspiration to do teshuva. And it's for that reason. Give you the 10 reasons why you say Kisei HaKavayit. For it's that reason, one of the 10 reasons, many reasons, why when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you say, Golui v'yodua lifnei Kisei Chivodecha. This experience of producing waste and realizing my mortality and how feeble and weak I am has inspired me to do tshuva. I'm not going to be around here forever, and I've done Averos, I have to do tshuva, and you say, and you do tshuva, and tshuva gedoyla to tshuva. Shemagas ad Kisei HaKavayit. So this is another ear to your list of reasons why you say Kisei Chivodecha. Okay, with that long ago, if you read that long ago, we learned why do you say Kisei HaKavayit, why do you say it? Why do you say other reason? Is because Kol Leitzeinusa Asira Mibar Leitzeinusa Yavoidas Chichavim. You're not allowed to make Leitzonis in this world except for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because the Torah makes Leitzonis of Avodah Zarah. How does the Torah make a Leitzonis? All of the Leitzonis of Avodah Zarah in Tanakh is comparing Avodah Zarah to what comes out in the Beis HaKisei. That's the ultimate Leitzonis. Avodah Zarah is like the Beis HaKisei. So that wakes us up that Avodah Zarah is the dung of the Beis HaKisei. That's the Leitzonis. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, is... So you focus on the spitz of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the highest level of relating to Hashem is Hashem on the Kisei HaKavayit. Avodah Zarah, the Leitzonis, is the lowest of the low. When you make the Leitzonis of the Avodah Zarah, that arouses you to be makir the greatest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the complete opposite. Okay, let's go further. So this is a very interesting idea of the Chazal, and that pretty much I think we'll leave that with this pasuk for the pasuk Beis. Now go pasuk Gimel. We have time. Let's see what time is over here. Okay, maybe just a little. We begin pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel begins b'chu lochem. Okay, b'chu lochem. I'm not sure I'm going to leave anything out. Okay, we got everything. B'chu lochem devarim b'shuv el Hashem. Take with you devarim and return to Hashem. Imre Lof, say to Hashem, Kol Tiso Ovoin, say to him, Kol Tiso Ovoin means you cannot read these words in order. You have to read these words out of order, which means say to Hashem, Tiso Ovoin, forgive my sins. Imre Lof, Tiso Kol Ovoin. Read the first two words out of order. Say to Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, forgive me. Tisa. Tisa means, it's an expression, lift up, which in this context means forgiveness. Kol Ovoin, all of my sins. Not just one sin, two sins, all of them. And we have no choice but to read the words out of order in order for it to make sense. Kol tisa avayin, really tisa kol avayin. V'kach toiv, take for yourself toiv. What does toiv? Toiv obviously means Torah. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem, u'nishalama farim sifaseinu, and let our lips replace, let our lips serve as bulls. The most expensive carbon you can possibly bring is a par. It is the most expensive. We don't have to spend a penny. Just a sincere prayer is the equivalent to bringing a par to Hashem. Okay, there's a lot going on in this pasuk, but the first thing I just want to point out over here is this pasuk focuses on, at least on Derech Drush, is the winning combination of Torah u'tefila. V'kach toif. What is toif? Ki lekach toif. I just said it one moment ago. Ki lekach toif nasati lachem toirasi al tazoivu. Toif is Torah. There are people out there in the world, I've always noticed this generation, it's very, very interesting. There are people who know how to daven. It's an amazing thing, you ever come across a person who knows how to daven. Okay, they really know how to daven. They, every day, they're there early in the morning, half an hour before davening more, and they're already davening. They say the L'shem, can you imagine to say the L'shem Yichud for tefillin every single day with Kavanah? And then they say every word of Korbanos. They say Berachos HaShachar, so it is Amen. Every word of Korbanos. They say every word of Psukei the Zimra. And they daven, like I mentioned, they daven the Shemona Esrei. And then when davening is over, they say all the stuff in the back of the Siddur. They say the Parsa Mon, Parsa Yira, and the Animans, and the Sheish Zechiris. And it's unbelievable. These people, Mamish, Ma'achay, Elokim, try to do it one day. Try to do it even one day. Doing it 2 days in a row? Ha-ha. 3 days, you're Mamish, Ma'alach, Elokim. And there are people, few and far in between. But there are such people. Unfortunately, even those people who do this, they're not the great, they're big Talmidei Chachamim, but they're not the greatest Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, they're not necessarily the Rosh Shivas and the Rabbanim and the people that are the biggest, the creative people. And then you have in society people who are known to be outstanding Talmidei Chachamim. They give the Shiurim, go online, they have thousands of hits, thousands of visitors, and they're sought after. And they can fetch a very high price to give over words of Chochmah, Torah, and Musar. Watch them daven. Not all of them daven any better than the average person. Okay, they daven times a day, but whatever, it's not nothing special. To find a person who excels in both Torah and Tefillah is one in a million. Mamish, mamish, one in a million to find this winning combination. It's a mamish. And Chazal say, your davening is really only as good as your learning, and your learning is only as good as your davening. Baba Shemeb, many say the same idea, is that when you daven to Hashem, you speak to Hashem. When you learn, Hashem is speaking to you. When you learn, Hashem is filling up your head with insight that you don't even realize subconsciously how to conduct your affairs, how to make decisions. You may not realize a person is really serious about learning, and he learns, then later in the day he has a very big decision to make. And he can make the wrong decision, his whole life will be affected. If he learned that day, and every day, it's Hashkocha Pratis, somehow, some way, the mind is so complex, Hashem works through that what he learned has an influence on the thinking of his mind, that when he makes a decision, he'll make the right decision. That will have a very positive effect on his mind. When you learn, Hashem is speaking to you. He's guiding you. He's putting into your mind a thought process, to borrow Rabbi Mayevsky's choice words, a thought process which will help you make the proper decision, and help other people make proper decisions. So you need this winning combination. You need kach toiv, to take Torah, and you also need the Sifaseinu Unishalma Fadim Sifaseinu. That's the only way you can say to Hashem, Hashem, Tisa Kol Avoin, forgive me for all of my sins. This is the directive of Hosea. All right, we have to do the Mefarshim inside tomorrow because it's late now, so we'll stop over here.